The devastating fire at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris may have people taking a closer look at iconic structures in our area. Ed Lewis is the construction project manager for the University of South Florida's St. Petersburg campus. And I asked him about approaches to preservation.
There are so many beautiful and historic buildings in our area, Ed. The Don Cesar in Vinoy and St. Pete, Sarasota Opera House, the Tampa Theater, Plant Museum. It's just so many. What should the stewards of these buildings be doing to ensure safety?
The biggest risk probably when it comes to renovation and just maintaining fire and flooding. So I'd like to think that the custodials of these buildings have fully operational fire detection systems, sprinkler systems, a monitor for things like carbon dioxide. That should help. And of course, then secondary to that, it's regular inspections of these systems and making sure that the upkeep is there. Secondary backup would be the use of fire extinguishers and things like that are in place and serviced regularly. It's been vigilant, I think. Notre Dame is a different issue because of the age and construction materials, whereas our older buildings are a little bit more robust because they're a little bit more modern.
What's an example of a building in our area that's been through a significant restoration process?
Well, we've got one on campus. We've got two historic buildings down here, the Williams House and the Snell House. And when I first started here 3 years ago, the Snell House was going through a large renovation process. A lot of the roof was replaced, fascia boards, timber work, the outside paintwork was done and the stucco. And that had a fair bit of work done to it. And I know the contractor there was using a vigilant monitoring process as they were working.
What's the value of preserving these structures?
I think that's what's saddest about Notre Dame, if we use that as the example, is that there's going to be people now who will never be able to visit that church and see it as it was in their lifetime, because it may well take years before it's restored or remodernized, whatever they're going to do. So there's a sense of loss there, and I think it's the same with our buildings. If the Vinoy, for argument's sake, had a catastrophic problem like that, people might not ever see that again in the condition that it was.
Well, there is so much construction going on in our area.
Downtown St. Petersburg, we've got so much high-rise going on. It's interesting to see what the long-term planning is and the ideas behind this. How much space have we got that we can actually dedicate to that? And then it becomes a problem, do we remove old stock and replace it with new all the time, or are we looking to refurb? You touched earlier, we have some fantastic old buildings as well. I'd add to that the Snell Arcade on Central as well. It's a fantastic building down there, an example of artwork that's been put into that.
And the post office?
Absolutely, the same thing. If we were to lose them, yes, we'd lose the function, but I think there's more to that. The emotional attachment of something that you've got used to seeing, something you appreciate, something you have in a connection with. You walk past it every day.
Well, in St. Petersburg, there's the First United Methodist Church. Tampa's got the St. James House of Prayer Episcopal Church. They're both on the National Register of Historic Places. What guidelines are in place for buildings on that list as opposed to those that don't have that designation?
I'm hoping the custodials of those buildings have fire flood detection and a means to deal with any kind of emergency that might arise. You can retrofit sprinkler systems, fire alarms, smoke detectors. Some people don't like the fact they look unsightly, but to protect the building and but the inhabitants has got to be the first priority, I think. We are a fair way across the spectrum away from the Notre Dame tragedy. Compared to that, we have a lot more modern materials used and systems in place. And the state takes care of that. You know, it makes us enforce the code. Hopefully the custodians of the buildings look and maintain their systems on a regular basis, because there's nothing worse than having everything in place. I think the McIntosh building in Glasgow, when that burnt down the second time, it actually had a sprinkler system installed, but it hadn't been maintained. So they lost that building completely.